Okay, we're in the Psicha. We're up to Ois Gimel. I do have my show and tell, but I'm going to leave that till we learn a bit. Okay, we're trying to learn the Averis that a person can potentially be Iver in saying Lashon Hara and in being Mekabel Lashon Hara. They're two separate Averis. The Averis to say Lashon Hara and the Averis to be Mekabel. Now, we're going to have to discuss at some point whether the person listening to Lashon Hara, whether it's adequate to just have in mind, I'm not Mekabel. I don't accept what he's saying. He's full of baloney. And to be quiet, whether that's adequate or whether a person actually has to pick himself up and walk out. There's a Gemara that says, a man's, a human being's fingers come to a point so that they can be inserted into the ears, during the time someone says Lashon Hara. The Gemara actually brings a pasuk for it. It says when you go to war, you need a shovel to cover the tzaya. So the Gemara darshins that your fingers, yosei tielach alozei necha. It's the example the Rambam brings in his Arichas Amar Nevuchim about whether drashas are really deraisas or not, whether that can be. Be that as it may, we learned yesterday two averis. One was leiselach rachel ba'amecha, which is rechilus, which he said includes lashon hara. That's an aver on the one who says it, not on the one who's listening. The second aver we had leisisa shema shav, which we darshan leisasi shema shav. I'm not sure the digduk of it, but somehow you shouldn't be party to these type of words. So there, the Chafetz Chaim writes in his note that is an aveira both for the one who says it and the one who listens to it. It's an interesting piece of psychology. He says that when you have somebody listening and you say things, you tend to exaggerate it more. When you want to knock someone else down, the person saying it tends to exaggerate more, and the listener is a contributor to the increase in the level of Lashon Hara. Now here, there's a question, which is a worse Aveira, Lashon Hara or Rechilus? So that's Aveira Dalet, Lifnei Iver. In other words, the person listening is Aveira Lifnei Iver. Oh, you mean you can't sit there and listen anyway? Okay, Nafkamita would be if there are a number of people. Yeah, okay. You're right. Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll see that in Dalet. There's a question, what's worse, Rechilus or Lashon Hara? Why is Lashon Hara worse? His Lashon was? Yesh Avon Golem is Ad Ma'ayru Lashon Hara. So he's saying Beferish Lashon Hara is worse than Rechilus. Why is it worse? Because Lashon Hara is saying Genus, and Rechilus is not always Genus. Rechilus is not always. So, interesting. Okay, all right. So Lashon Hara is worse. He's saying something negative. Rechilus, you're just repeating. Pliny said this about you. Okay. All right, let's see Gimel. Oiver nami hamisaper v'madiksiv hishamer b'nega tzaras. Listen to this. A person who says Lashon Hara is oiver on the aveira of not avoiding a tzaras, a nega tzaras. Lishmor ma'id v'lasis. The Torah says, be careful, you shouldn't become a mitzayra. Upirshu b'sifri. The Masha Kosva Torah Lishmar Ma'id Tess says, be careful, don't get saras. How are you careful not to get saras? Hakavana shloi lishkach malahazi malashon hara shloi tavi alecha saras. They see present. Since saras brings lashon hara, so you have to avoid lashon hara so that you shouldn't come to a negat saras. So the question is, why the Chafetz Chaim understands Ya'ovid that bisman hazeh also? We're not going to get saras, probably. Is there any reason why there's no tzarah mitzvah today? We're not zeichet to. In theory, if somebody had it, he would be a mitzvah, right? Tzarah is a reminder to do tshuva.
Need a
kayin? We don't have a kayin b'yachas today. Okay. It was not a regular machar, I understand. Okay, so what does he mean? Why is the Chafetz Chaim saying Ya'ovir Nishama B'negat Tzaras? If you're not going to get the net tzaras anyway,
you have to be careful. That's such an avera that you go
I want to tell you, there's a general question about this whole thing of the Chafetz Chaim. He lists here all the Averis Yeriver. I hate to express it this way, but whether he went to an extreme in his listings, or whether it's normative to say such a thing. There's somebody's over, and he's shown him a Neged Saras. When he says Lashon Hara, he's not being careful about a Neged Saras. I don't know. Is he not being careful? If he got a Neged Saras, probably he would stop. Right? So it's a tricky thing to know. Dalid, though, of all of them, is the clearest and the most lomdish. The Avera of Lifnei Iver Leisite Mechshol. Okay, I once looked in the index to Stechemed for Lifnei Iver Leisite Mechshol. I know he has an Arichus. I looked by Lamed, I couldn't find it. Which letter was it by?
Mechshol.
It wasn't by Mechshol. It wasn't by Iver. There's no such pasuk in the Torah, Lifnei Iver Leisite Mechshol. The pasuk is Vil Lifnei Iver Leisite Mechshol. It was on the Vav. In the index, it's Techemet, it's on the Vav. Bill Lifnei Iver Leisite Mechshol. Take a look. I didn't make this up. Otherwise, I wouldn't remember that it starts with the Vav, right? It's on the Vav. Bill Lifnei Iver Leisite Mechshol.
How is one who reads Lashon Hara violating this law? Reads in a newspaper, Lashon Hara.
The one who reads it is not violating it. The one who says it and the one who listens. That's what you're saying.
As opposed to reading Lashon Hara.
It's true. If you read, I can't think how you have Lashon Hara. Whoever wrote it anyway. If someone writes Lashon Hara and nobody reads it, is he over?
No.
So then maybe the person reading it is causing it to be ever and ever by reading it.
You're enabling him. He wouldn't, if
but it's funny, he's done with it. He's
if no one would read it, he wouldn't write it.
What?
If no one would read it, he wouldn't write it.
So it's theoretical, but other readers, the mashal, the writer?
You're enabling him.
Enabling him. Okay.
Reading that in the Kabbalah? Or reading it in the Kabbalah?
That would be the same question as the listener.
No, it's not true. It's not, you know, he's talking to you, so you have to be there listening to him. He clearly wrote
he would be
it
quiet.
At one point in time, how it printed, you can't be mistaken. Every week ago, he wrote it.
But isn't his Aveira sort of totally volumed whether anybody reads it? If I print Lashon Hara and nobody reads it, I'm not over. I'm over for intent, but not for actually being doing it. Well, the question raised Makabal is a good question, but it goes, what?
Plenty of people have Makabal with this.
Yeah, the question is, and theoretically, if somebody writes you a letter with Lashon Hara, if you don't read it, he's not over, presumably. He's only over if somebody reads it.
Or a recording,
okay. Today you have on the internet, they say that there's a Lashon Hara there. I don't know. Okay. Let's see what he says about Lifnei Iver. Iver Nami Amistaper Veha Makabel, Belav the Lifnei Iver Leisite Mechshol. Both are Iver. Ki Kol Echad Noisim Mechshol Lifnei Chaveirai. Each is giving the other one a Mechshol, Sheyavar Alav in Amufroshim Betairah. He's ever on the Lav, all these Lav, Leiselech Rachel, Leishomer Benegat Saras. Ach Yeshchilik Ben Amistaper Veha Makabel Bezeh. Now let's see the difference. Hamisaper over belav ze bein im shaimim rabim amuatim. The one who says lashon hara is even lifnei iver, no matter how many listeners there are. I'm the rabbi. Koshi is rabu ashaimim is rabu olav halav ze. The more listeners to his lashon hara, the more averis that he has. Ki hu noisin michshol lifnei kama anashim. Because each listener is even averis, he's placing a michshol in front of many people. Like Hanam Akabal. It's not true about the one listening to our Lashon Hara. Ef Shadena, Oivel Balav Zeh, Rakim Hu Levadoi Shemea Mimenu. Ata Ha Lashon Hara, Oya Rechilas. Ef Shadena, he says. Perhaps he's not over, again, who he's talking about, the listener, is not over the Saveira, only if he's alone. Ilo Oya Hailach Ata Meyetzla, if he would walk out. He would have no one to talk to, Shaloi. Right. If he's in a crowd, to whom Lashon Hara is being said, the Eis Meisa, Efshir, he qualifies it with Efshir, Dein Rai Vashemei, Alav Zeh, Ki Im Alav Machelem, Amufurashim, B'psichazu, V'ayim B'ber Mayim Chayim. So he leaves it open to a Lomdisha Claire if you're Iver Lifnei Iver in such a case. Now I want to explain to you, there's a Mishnah Lamelech, I believe he brings in the footnote, that clears the following regarding Lifnei Iver. Mishnah Lamelech is brought in Pesachei Tshuva and Hilchas Ribis, I believe. He says like this, let's say I lend you money beribis, so I'm Iver Lifnei Iver, I'm lending you beribis. You're Iver Lifnei Iver, you're borrowing from me beribis. So, now, let's say if I didn't lend you the money, you would borrow from someone else. I'm not Iver Lifnei Iver. Because if I didn't lend it to you, somebody else will lend it to you. So if I'm the only one willing to lend to you, then I'm Iver Lifnei Iver. If somebody else is willing to lend, Klal to Mishnah Lamelech. What? That's good? Why?
You bought it to the Saver. I don't know. Right now you bought it to the
Saver. See, the Gemara has the expression Chan Ivra Denara. If there's a bottle of wine here, and the Nazi says, pass the wine. So even we're on two sides of a river where he couldn't get it himself, I'm able to lift the Ivra. If I don't pass it to him, he's going to stand up and reach out and get it, then that's called the Seyeya. Let's say it's known that he has someone else. You're right, if you're only assuming. I mean this as a marshal. That Mishnah Lamelech declares, what happens if the only other person willing him to lend him the money is also a Jew? If he could borrow the money elsewhere, but if he could borrow from a guy, it would be Avir Aveir. The only other person willing to lend is another Yid. So Mishnah Lamelech says that whoever lends is Avir Lifnei Aveir. Because it's not called Chariver Denara, it's not called he could do it anyway. If he needs, you won't be Iver Lifnei Iver, someone else will be Iver Lifnei Iver. But somebody has to be Iver. Then it's not. That's the case here. You have 20 people listening. The Misaper is saying Lashon Hara. So each of the 20 says, I'm not Iver Lifnei Iver because the other 19 are here. But all 20 are responsible for Lifnei Iver collectively. So Mimela, they're responsible individually also.
I'm cautious on that because by Paro we said, why was Paro punished for what he did to the Israel if they had, if the judgment was that it was going to happen? And the answer that's given is because he didn't have to be the one to do it. So even if you could borrow money from somebody else at Rebus, and then you say, but also I'll give it to him, you don't have to be the one to do it.
But Derek Musser, you're certainly right. And the rules of Lifnei Iver, it's not exactly that way. If you could do it anyway, then you're not a Lifnei Iver. I believe David, that's what he says. So this is it's a nida. I can't think of an afkamina la halacha. An afkamina is vis-a-vis Iver Lifnei, but he finishes v'chol zeh im ba achar haskolas hasipur. And this is all if you come in after the story began. Aval harishin sheischa l'sapil l'fanav. When he sells a shenari, there's one person there. Abshabo achar kech el hashmua hara hazayis oira nashim. Even though other people came later, b'vadei oiver b'chol gavni, he's certainly oiver in all conditions. Ki al yodai huskal ha'iser, because he started the iser. Al kaparim tzarch lizar ma'ayd mechaburais ka'ela shloilei shevi ma'hem. You have to be careful from these groups when they say lashon hara not to sit with them. Ki lamaylo kulam nechtavim b'shem chaburas resha. In heaven, they're all written as a group of evildoers. Ki chein isa b'tzavas u'balaz ha'agadol. Shetziva lohorken espenai zelushayne bni al teishay bechabura isaimrim gnai mechavreim. Don't sit in the chabura that says derogatory things about others. Kikshadvarim oilu lamaila b'sefer nichtavim. When it goes up, they're written in a sefer. Ha'indim sham nichtavim b'shem chaburas resha. Somebody once told me, you're not going to believe this. A woman in the bungalow colony said the ladies sit down on the lounge chairs. So she said, when each lady gets up and walks away, the remaining ladies talk about her. She said, I'm scared stiff to get up and walk away. I want to, she stays there until she's the last one. So, now this nafka mina comes up. Let's say somebody is sitting with a group of people, someone's saying Lashon Hara. Let's say he's his boss at a meeting. Very hard for him to get up and walk out or put his fingers in his ears. So he's machlit, he's not makabel. Not makabel. Now, is he Iver Lifnei Iver? The Mesaper is still being Mesaper, Lashon Hara. So if you hold that he's not Iver Lifnei Iver, and he's also not Makabel, so he could sit there. He's not doing anything wrong. If you hold that he is Iver Lifnei Iver, then I don't know. I don't know how he's going to get out of it. You know, What does he do? If he's ever left Eivir, then he has a problem. The Chafetz Chaim later is very understanding. He says you should get up and walk out. If you can't, so at least, you know, he writes about how a person goes about not being makabel lashon hara. It's very hard to sit there and say I'm not makabel. Okay, at any rate, this is the aveir of lifnei iver that a person is aveir. Now, I want to share with you. I mentioned yesterday that one of the things that we found in Rav Palm's desk about a month after his patira, his son who lives in Toronto came in and they asked me to come over, and we went through the things that were in his desk. One of the biggest dvarim shel Musar was that he had a spiral notebook. You know, he knew he was very ill, and all his tzedakah transactions for the last 2 months maybe of his life, he wrote exactly what he did. Like people gave him money, he had to give it to tzedakah, so he kept a log of what has to be. The last entry was that someone came to the house and gave him $1,800 for the kail. Someone else came to the house and needed money. So he wrote, I gave the $1,800 to the person who came, and I intend to pay the kail back the $1,800. That was his last entry, apparently, and never paid $1,800 to the kail. So I found it, so I did my Rebbe like his last favor, you know, I paid back the $1,800. I was thinking I could auction it off, you know, the right to pay back. But anyway, one of the things that was left in his desk was this. This is a photostat of an index card. And like I said, very misupik whether I should read something like this barabim, but at least among friends, I could picture of Palm saying, if it'll help one person not say Lashon Hara, so do it. So one of you better, you know, I don't, anyway, listen to Lashon Hara, but you know, you guys. It's dated Zion Nissan Tufshin Yutes, which is 1959. So Palm was in his 40s at this time. And this is, I'll read it to you. It's an index card. Nafalti bepach, v'nichshalti b'shmiras devarim, b'shmias devarim asurim. He said, I fell into a trap, and I was nichshal in listening to things that are not allowed to listen to. V'chshalti acherim b'shmia. I think he means this lifnei iver. V'chshalti acherim b'shmia. I was machshal others by listening. B'shmia, divrei lashon hara. Mulvad gezel hazman u'bitl tayre de rabbim. Besides the gezel hazman, not only means bitl tayre de rabbim. I don't know where this happened exactly. Oy va'oy ve'li kilimudi b'sefer chafetz chaim la'atzmi u'letalmidai b'meshach kama shanim lo'omduli. The fact that I learned chafetz chaim so many years myself and the talmidim lo'omduli be'is tzara. I think schusay shall oisit tzadik chalila le'efes. Or hashpaasay shall oisit tzadik chafetz chaim zashpaa chalila le'efes v'sayu hoisa. It went to waste. Va'af ma sheyesh imrim olai ki hinini nizib lashon hara shekeru. People say about me, shekeru va'ana oilich es charpasi u'ma yehi b'soifi. Nobody writes. Kamat noyosh hu, kamat to give up. V'chol zeh oid loy avdo sikvasi. And then he writes, with all this, I'm not going to give up hope. Ulay, perhaps, Ayidei Zicharin, Devarim Eila, Haksuvim, Metoich Tzar, B'mar Nafshi. Maybe by remembering these words that I write in pain, in my bitterness, Yis'ayr Nitzus, Kaidesh, B'nafshi, Behichzakti, Voyisi Leish, Bezus Hashem Yisbarach. Eneni Roya Shum Takana V'Hatzala L'Nafshi, says, I see no hope for myself. Ki'im Lizbaydeid, B'chola Efsher, Ulamait bedibur ma'id ma'id, ulakatzer ma'id bedivrei tzairach, losum machsel api, chaisem besaych chaisem, with a sama, chaisem. Put a muzzle on my mouth, a muzzle within a muzzle, sugar or mesugar, ulavrayach tachlis habricha mekal makayim, and to run as much as I can from any place, umatziv, shel sakana shaloi avichas rishon bin asayin. If I'm a chazak myself, this day will turn out to be a good day. This is something he wrote to himself. It's Knowing Rav Palm, who was medagdic when he wrote things, there's not one cross out in the whole thing. He wrote this. It wasn't for publication. He wrote this just from his own hergeshim. Maybe I should hang it up in my study near the phone or something. And I'll,
you don't want you to write.
For myself? I can hang it up, yeah. It's interesting. I mean, if you think of a 70-year-old writing, it is one thing. You think of someone who is either 45 or 46 at this time. It's okay. It's a Musa.